Hitler had other methods of control, not just providing jobs, not just providing leisure. Perhaps the area that we immediately think of is the SS and the Gestapo. The Gestapo were secret state police. They initially just operated in the area of known as Prussia, which was a big, big part of Germany, but not all of it, set up by Hermann Göring. But there's a sneaky little guy with, you'll see pictures of him in your textbooks occasionally, small guy, moustache, a bit like Hitler's, tiny round glasses, Heinrich Himmler, head of the SS. And he basically wants power within the Nazi state. He eventually got to take over the Gestapo. And the Gestapo came under his power. And also under his power is the SS, the Black Shirts, a German military-style organization. They're not only just Hitler's personal bodyguards now, they consider themselves to be the elite, the very best of the Nazi movement. They wear black uniforms. They have silver death's heads on those uniforms. They worship pagan rituals. They have their officers go to these old castles and celebrate these old pagan rites. You know, they're different than other people. They're well organized, they're educated, they're physically fit. This is the organization run by Himmler, and he also has the Gestapo, whose job it is to poke their nose into everybody's business and to arrest you if you don't like Hitler. That said, the amount of control exercised by Hitler within Germany was not even remotely comparable to the persecution that Stalin had unleashed on Russia. Stalin was killing people literally in their millions. Hitler had set up concentration camps where his enemies could be taken and beaten up. He had murdered, some people think as few as 85, some people think as over 100 people in the Night of the Long Knives. There had been violence on the street with the SA prior to the Night of the Long Knives. Afterwards, you've got the SS poking their nose into people's business, beating people up, throwing them into concentration camps, but nothing remotely comparable to what Stalin was doing to his people. And so this is why the German people could tolerate what Hitler was doing. Okay, he might be picking on people. He might be picking on socialists. He might be picking on people who used to be communists. But at the end of the day, he's not picking on me. And sure, things aren't as bad as they are over in communist Russia. He's not as bad as Stalin. And so Hitler gets away with a lot of this. But the SA is gone. The SS and the Gestapo are really investigating people. And they have a lot of power because of these people courts, who will give whatever verdict the Nazis want them to give. Quite often they just didn't even bother with the court. They just lift you and throw you in a concentration camp without trial. Policemen and judges were afraid of these guys. They could pretty much do what they wanted as they wanted. The concentration camps became more and more organized. So that's one way that Hitler begins to get control over the German people, through fear. But that wasn't his primary way of gaining control over the German people. His primary way of gaining control over the German people was through gaining their trust. And he gained their trust by giving them jobs and by giving them entertainment and by rebuilding the army, which kept the generals happy. That's how Hitler mainly begins to get power in Germany. He wanted to create a Volksgemeinschaft, and the Volksgemeinschaft, the people's community, people would know their primary loyalty was to the state under the Führer, in other words, Hitler. And he set up Reichsleiters and Gauleiters, and these are just different leaders that have got control over different parts of Germany. The Nazis, though, even though you had to join the Nazi Party to get ahead in the civil service and in different professions, people never really took to the Nazi Party the way that they took to Hitler personally. They really did love Hitler. They really did think that this man was the answer to Germany's problems. They really did trust him. They felt that he could do no wrong. People who heard Hitler speak at a political rally compared it to going to a giant religious meeting. I suppose the equivalent would be you would see maybe people seeing the Pope speak today, and people would talk about what a wonderful holy man he was. This was the sort of experience that people would have listening to Hitler speak. And so people loved and trusted Hitler. They weren't so sure about the Nazis. The Nazis were never seen or never loved in the same way. People joined the Nazi Party to get ahead without really believing in what the Nazi Party stood for. There were loyal Nazis, of course, but they were always the minority of the German people, even if it was a large minority. So the concentration camps, the SD, the Blockleiters, the Gauleiters, the guys who are in charge of the Nazi Party, trying to keep control by putting pressure on the German people, trying to keep control through fear. But propaganda was the main thing. Propaganda was a way of convincing the German people to love Hitler and not give Hitler the control that he needed. They would have these massive rallies at Nuremberg, and they give the impression of organization and power. And dear people who had their army stripped away until it was only 100,000 men, who were continually being told by France and Britain what you could and could not do, who had seen, you know, over a tenth of the population unemployed, who had seen themselves go from, for World War One to being the most powerful nation in Europe to becoming an extraordinarily poor and struggling nation. Well, all of a sudden, if you see Hitler with these massive Nuremberg rallies, hundreds of thousands of men marching in unison, you get this impression of power and this one man in control of it all, and that restores pride in your nation. Of course, the difficulty is not everybody in Germany could get to Nuremberg to watch these rallies. So Hitler used cinema, and he... Reifenstahl was a very important, she was a documentary maker, and she made this film called The Triumph of the Will, which showed Hitler at Nuremberg in 1934, and it created this sense of power that the whole nation could see Hitler in charge of these Nuremberg rallies. Goebbels was the man who was put in charge of propaganda. He was extremely good at it. He made sure that newspapers only said what the Nazi Party wanted them to say. He made sure that radios were sold cheaply to everyone. And so every household would own a radio. And again, at a time when people are poor, free entertainment was a distraction from the problems. But Goebbels, while he was giving everybody cheap radios, was making sure that he controlled the news on the radio. He was making sure that he controlled the message that people heard. And so again, Hitler's getting more control over every aspect of everyone's life. He's controlling what you see in the cinema. He's controlling what you hear on the radio, with the music that you listen to, more control over your free time. Many films were made. A famous film by Reifenstahl was called The Eternal Jew, which tried to make the Jews out to be a race of vermin that really should be destroyed. And so people were given something to hate, which became important. Very few people knew Jews outside of Berlin. I mean, there were very few Jews in Germany as a whole. So it was actually quite a helpful hate figure. You're being asked to hate the sort of person that you were never really likely to meet unless you lived in one of the big cities. And so this caricature of Jews was created in newspapers and in the cinema, give people something to hate and something to dislike. Loudspeakers were put in public, which put out Nazi propaganda, so Hitler was controlling what you heard as you walked down the street. And this cult of personality, this deliberate effort to get people to worship Hitler, this was extremely important. The Nazis bought up most newspapers. Journalists had to be approved by the Nazis. An editor's law held editors of newspapers responsible for what was written in their newspapers, which is basically a way of saying, if you've got your own newspaper and you print something I don't like, it's off to the concentration camp with you. There was a propaganda ministry that told newspapers exactly what it was that the Nazis didn't like. All of these things give Hitler a huge amount of control. A huge amount of censorship was used. And so Hitler's controlling every part of people's lives. The overall effect is not to make people like the Nazi Party so much as they like and love Hitler and trust Hitler and see him as a man who has the solution to Germany's problems.